Audio Gravity, 5th of November 2009. Hope you're doing well today. The first link at almostfearless.com. I would give you the URL, but it's just epically long. 67 travel-friendly jobs to consider. This post is part of the 30 ways in 30 days to redesign your life and travel the world. What's great about this is that they've got this massive list of things that you can do, different jobs when you're overseas. So if you're in one of those lucky positions that you've either accrued some time off work, maybe you've got holiday that you haven't taken from last year that you've still got to use up, maybe it's a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. But maybe you don't have enough cash to do much when you get abroad. Maybe you need to do some working on the side, shall I put it. There's a whole bunch of stuff here. Work in the Foreign Service. Take your US-based strategic communications job on the road. Work as a theatre tech. Get a job in Hong Kong from the job boards. Find a paid internship in India. Act your way across Europe. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Again, great blog post. I really like this this blog. Subscribe to it for sure if you like things to do with changing things in your life. Almost Fearless, redesign your life, travel the world. Next link today is scottyoung.com. If I sound like really bunged up with a cold, it's because I've had this cold for like 2 or 3 months. It's okay. I'm just dying slowly, I think. Scott H. Young has got 700 articles devoted to one idea, how to get more from life, whether this involves doubling your reading rate, learning more with less studying, beating procrastination, or just understanding other people and yourself. Brilliant, brilliant blog. It's got 6,500 people reading this on a regular basis. He's a speed reading, vegetarian, holistic learning, productivity hacking university student. That's a pretty epic line, isn't it? But definitely subscribe to this via RSS feed if you want some uplifting stuff in your inbox every day or every other day. Next link, ultravpn.fr, a free VPN powered by the community. UltraVPN is a client server SSL VPN solution based on OpenVPN. Now, OpenVPN is a piece of software that you get, and it works with Windows and I think Mac as well. And I think they might actually have a version for Linux on here, but Linux comes with VPN anyway, so you wouldn't really need to install something like this. It also gives you the instructions in their forums. Excuse me a moment, I'm going to sneeze. Can't see the screen to be able to pause. Sorry about that, but you didn't want me to blow your eardrums away. I've got this cold, sneezy thing, but I'm not going to be defeated. Like I'm saying, in the forums, in the support section, they give you the login details and config files to be able to use a French server to be able to use that as a VPN. So if you need a different IP address from where you are, a French one might do it for certain countries. If you dig around, you might be able to find a US one as well to be able to use a US server to be able to watch things like Hulu, for instance. I will do a tutorial on this, actually, at some point. I will install it and do a video walkthrough of how to get it all working. Next link today is over on boedesign.com. I had to give a shout-out for this because he's got a really beautiful-looking site. I really like the sort of industrialized grey sort of background. He likes to dabble in various web technologies, jQuery, WordPress, and Baking with Cake PHP. Really, really nice site. And he's got this little thing called Squares for jQuery, which is really, really smart, which is just a little pop-up thing, very similar to the way that TED works, where you you have a group of content, and then you can just you can basically view it all on the screen in little blocks. And I would love to use this for Posterous, but again, I can't really use anything like this until the jQuery is enabled on the site. Next link today is exilelifestyle.com by Colin Wright. I had to give a shout out again for this. Really clean, simplistic styling. He's really nice white space. I like the fact that when you hit the front page, you get a featured post, and then underneath it, you get a very small list of articles, and under that, you get categories. But it's just really, really clean, really, really sharp. I like every section in it. I like the fact that he's not overblown it with stuff. It's very easy, very lightweight to go through it. And I like keeping links like this about because it reminds me to be minimalistic, be, you know, more white space. Don't fill it full of rubbish. Finally, the last link today is over on SourceForge. This is neat. I wish somebody would make this for the Mac or Windows. It's called Blue Proximity, and it adds security to your desktop by automatically unlocking and unlocking the screen when you and your phone leaves, enters the desk. So think of it as a proximity detect for your mobile phone via the Bluetooth. This is cool. So literally, as you leave your desk, your phone goes out of range of the Bluetooth. As soon as it does that, it locks the computer. Once you get back in range, it detects that you're in range and obviously reactivates it by Bluetooth. There is a few little problems with applications that they're smoothing over, but I really like the concept behind this, especially if you're hot desking in an office where you're leaving it and you don't remember to lock your machine. Very useful indeed. That's it today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.